Have you implemented any disciplines this new year? We have high hopes, don't we? We'll try to not get too stuck on the maybe grandiose New Year's goals or resolutions you made. And remember, small changes and disciplines over time lead to big results. All month, I'm actually focusing on this. It's good to self-evaluate and see where we need to make changes. What are our rhythms and routines revealing? Is there loss we are facing that God wants to use to direct us in some way? How can seeking the Lord first become a keystone habit, causing a ripple effect for good? You can find all of those broadcasts from this month and so much more to help you realign your life to God's Word at lifeword.org. Feeding your soul what is true matters. So as we are making our way through this first month of a brand new year, don't be discouraged. Today is a new day and a chance for you to remember who you are, whose you are, and that God rejoices over you and loves you. His mercy is new for you every single day you look to Him. Lamentations 3:22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hebrews 4:16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. Loved. You were created for a purpose and are right where you are for such a time as this. There is new mercy every single morning. There is grace to carry you over every mountain and through every valley, and God is near. Now, knowing those truths, what will you do with this day? That's where all those habits, routines, rhythms, and disciplines come in. How will my behavior change? If I want to be healthy, get fit, and feel better overall, then I will need to choose to get off of my couch and move my body. This is where discipline comes in. Spiritual discipline works the same way. Paul put it this way to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:7. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Godliness doesn't just happen. Our flesh is weak. We must train our spirit to choose what is right, reject what is false, and follow what is true. We want our steps to be ordered. We want our path to be straight and our lives to be lived on purpose. So what disciplines can we begin today to help train our hearts to stay the course? Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. This is one of my life verses. What I love is that the three steps are set out clearly for me to follow. First, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Have you done that? Give Him your heart. Call upon the name of the Lord, and you will be saved. Second, don't lean or rely on your own understanding. The Bible says God's thoughts and ways are above mine. So not putting a whole lot of weight in what I think or my opinion is an important discipline. My understanding should always be filtered through what is true. Third, in all my ways, submit to Him. When I surrender to the Lord, His way is my focus, not mine. I find my life when I surrender it to the Lord. The result, my path will be straight and my way will be made clear. You know what happens in your heart when you follow those disciplines? For me, I have a peace that passes all understanding as I live in and out of each new day. I trust God is working all things for my good, and I can give thanks in all things. It's a way that's not of this world. But then you know what? Because of Jesus, neither am I. That's the truth. Know where you're headed, why you're here, and what your purpose is by simply following those steps. Maybe you've tried everything else this world has to offer. Try Jesus. It's not religion. It's a relationship that will change the trajectory of your path and your life for good. I'm Lori Klein.